Close your eyes. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. And ask yourself, where do you feel the breathing in the body? Focus your attention there. And keep it there. All the way with the in-breath, all the way with the out. And ask yourself if long breathing is comfortable. If it is, keep it up. If it's not, you can change. Make it shorter, more shallow, heavier, lighter, faster, slower. You can experiment to see what kind of breathing feels good for you right now. You're trying to take the mind in a good direction. Christmas is over. The new year awaits. It's time to get serious. Ask yourself what direction you want this new year to go. Because the mind, it does have a direction built into it all the time. As the Buddha said, we fashion our experience of the present moment out of our karma coming from the past. And when we fashion something, we have an intention in mind. An intention means you want to go someplace. Either you want to stay right where you are, you want to move someplace else. But there's always an arrow built into the present moment. So where is that arrow going? As the Buddha said, there are three things that lead to progress in life. One is that you're living in an appropriate country, one where the Dharma is available. And even though America is not generally a land of right view, there is some right view here and there. So you've got that box checked. And the next question is the fact whether you have some merit that you made in the past that will help you along. You've got that box checked. The important one is directing yourself in the right direction. And that one's not certain, because sometimes you allow yourself to get pushed around. Many people live their lives like dust motes in the air. A breeze comes and they follow the breeze. But they don't go in any particular direction at all. They go up and down and back and forth. You want your life to go in a good direction. You want it to go to the end of suffering. You want it to go to a happiness that doesn't harm anybody, a happiness that doesn't harm you, doesn't harm other people, and a happiness that lasts. It's going to be up to you to make up your mind to do that, because nobody else will force you to do that. People outside have other ideas about what they want out of you. But as the Buddha said, everyone should have this desire to be truly happy. And there's a way to do it that's wise, that's not selfish. We're actually developing qualities of wisdom, compassion, and purity as you do it. That's possible. So ask yourself, where do you want the new year to go? Part of it will depend on things coming in from the past, things coming from outside. But a large part of it lies in what you do with those things and the direction in which you point them. Make sure that your compass points in the right direction and that you're going in the right direction, because it's up to you. Think of the synopsis of the Buddhist teachings. You avoid all forms of evil, you bring your skillfulness to perfection, and you cleanse the mind. These are three good things to aim at. You avoid all forms of harm. In other words, you hold by the precepts. You start by developing skillfulness with generosity, and then you move on to other good qualities in the mind. And then you purify the mind, make it bright. When you have those three qualities, then the future is bright. You're heading in the right direction. Direction where you really are progressing and not falling back. The choice is yours.